today I have a special topic for you and a special guest. And the guest for today is actually my friend. He's an engineer by profession. He is a web developer. He has created so many applications. He has helped so many people in the field of communication, in the field of engineering, in the field of computer architecture. Other than that, he is a weightlifter. He's a soccer player. He is all over. He is a philanthropist. This is a guy today we'll be talking about the purpose-driven life. It's going to be an amazing topic. I would like you guys to hold on there. Last week, we actually discussed a very special topic about the Gen Z uprising in Africa, especially in Kenya, and how the government retaliated to that, about the financial bill, about so many things that we had over there last week. So today, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome one of my very special friends that I do have here in the United States. His name is Christian Mbappe from Cameroon, Africa, central part of Africa. And he will tell us, we will have a dialogue whereby we will discuss issues about being an international student, being somebody from wherever, from Africa, from wherever, coming here in the United States with a purpose-driven life, with a goal, with plans of what you are planning to do. And then when you come here, you realize, oh, things are not as you had planned. These are not as you had expected. And so where are we going? What is going on? Are we going to change the goal? Are we going to... And when do you even know when to stop? How do friends, how do environment, how do so many things affect your goal and the purpose that brought you to this amazing country? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Let's have this conversation one-on-one with one of my best friend, a philanthropist, a gymnastic maniac, a soccer player, an engineer, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Mr. Christian Mbappe.
Hi everyone, my name is Christian Mbappe. I'm a software engineer and an entrepreneur. I do a lot of things and I'm excited to be here just to share this moment and talk about like some interesting topics.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. We have... like you said, we have been talking about so many things. We have talked about politics. We have talked about science. You're a software engineer. We have talked about relationships. We have talked about so many things. Sometimes our conversation will go up to way past midnight, and I find it amazing that it's high time we talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to understand, how did you get to see life in that perspective? Is it your experience, or is it something you learned in school, or you brought up?
That's an interesting question. I just realized that I didn't have like any. I mean. Some of that comes from some people. It comes from like trauma, and then they went through something, and then they started like looking for solution and stuff like that. But for me, I didn't have any like big trauma, and I just found myself. I don't know if I was just more awake and more aware of people. Because one thing about me is like I'm always trying to like understand people's behavior and understand why they do what they do or why we all do what we are doing. And I'm trying to follow like a critical or experimental way, like okay, I analyze the behavior, like somebody's behavior, and then I try to, okay, what happened to lead to the point that we are now?
Yeah.
And I found myself relating to many things, like probably I take inspiration from anything, like
Okay.
Books, movies, and even movies. Yeah. Like, when I watch a movie, I always try to get, like, the point, like, the purpose of the movie, even if it's like a comedy or, but you always get, you always learn a lesson about anything that, like any experience that you have, like any interaction that you have with others. And I believe that's where I get that overview of people. Yeah, it's not something that came from like a trauma or like from deep research. I just feel it. So I don't know how it came, and but
That's quite interesting. And maybe as before we end the show, you can share, you can tell us them the movies that you have watched recently, and some stuff.
I haven't watched. Oh, it's been a while since I watched a movie, actually. But it's just like, I don't know. So I believe it's because I'm always trying to help people, and I'm always trying to like find a way like to provide my help in any situation, which makes me take example from so many experiences, even in the Bible or even like, but because I used to be.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
I mean, your name is Christian.
Yeah, my name is Christian, and I am a Christian. But actually, from some times now, I actually did like, if you can call it a break from religion.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was trying to find my way. I decided that I'm going to just figure out my way to God, but not with God.
Okay. What does that mean? Like, is that a shortcut or like?
No, it's a long cut because, like, it's hard because it's only by listening or reading the Word of God that you can actually try, you can actually know Him and understand Him. So, but me, I went the opposite way. I started like even denying God and say, hey, I'm not believing, and if God wants me to believe, He has to show me and makes me believe. So that's the route that I took. And then,
did you get a sign or you're still in the same route?
I think I'm in the process of coming back, because with like recent event, like since I started that, and I saw the changes that has been made in my life, and I haven't been so stable.
Okay.
And then I was at first denying it's not God, it's just like some like random
it's all random.
Everything was just happening like randomly. Maybe it's just life, like life is happening. Life happens in people. But when you start analyzing the patterns and how the way and how the events unfold, you realize that God has actually, it's not even that God is punishing you, it's just that you don't have that support that you used to have from God, so you just on your own, and now you have to figure out things by yourself, and it's not always obvious, or it's not always easy, or it's even impossible to do things without God. So I knew that, but I was still like stubborn. I was like fighting with God. Hey, even if you don't do it, I don't care. I'm still gonna do it.
I still have to prove my point. So you feel like now you're coming back to where you belong.
Exactly.
In terms of religion, I mean.
Yeah, in terms of religion, I feel like I've got the point, and I mean, I shouldn't even started that experience in the first place. But yeah, I've been learning, and Yeah, and that's why actually I wanted to talk about that topic of on living a life of purpose, like living intentionally. Because everything that we're doing has to be with intention. And if you're just doing things just like that, like because you want to do it, or because somebody told you to do it, or because you think that it's the trend, or everybody's doing it, that is not gonna have like a good result.
So I mean, any result will be any result, because you didn't have any plan for it. It's just random. You're just doing things because you're doing them.
Yeah, exactly. So I believe it's very important for people, for and for us actually, to
have a purpose. Okay. So how do you talking about purpose, you've been here in the US for how many years?
5 years now.
5 years. So 5 years, do you feel like, I know I come from Kenya, and most of the things that came when I was coming here, I had this big idea of coming to pursue a doctorate program where I will do it in 5 years, get my PhD, go back to Kenya and work in a parastatal, or maybe work in some government offices and stuff like that. But as time goes by, I feel like I'm deviating that. I feel like, okay, I actually wanted to go to academia, and then I feel like, oh no, maybe I'm getting more exposed to other things, the technology that I'm using, the equipment that I'm working with, and then I realize probably I need to go into industry and even work here in the United States. So I feel like I'm deviating my purpose. So, which probably I'm shaping it in a better way. So for your case, you came here 5 years ago. Do you feel like, talking about purpose, do you feel like whatever you came here for, do you feel like there's some changes? And is it changes in a good way? Do you feel like there's something holding you to reach there? And how, when do you know even you have reached there, when you do reach there?
Yeah, that's quite interesting, because what you just said, I think I can relate to that, because when I came here, the goal was never to stay here. I came to get my master's degree and then start at least getting some experience from U.S. companies, and then go and share the knowledge.
You just forgot to say where you could have this information.
Yeah, I'm from Cameroon, but I've lived in Gabon for the most part of my childhood and adolescence.
Oh, really?
So it's from Gabon that I came here, but it doesn't really matter, like the place I call home. I just wanted to like get the experience, get the knowledge, and go and share it in Africa, because there's still a lot of work to do there. Like, we have a blank sheet that we have to fill.
You have to fill,
But as time goes by, you find yourself caught in a lifestyle that you feel like, I want to. I mean, your objective differ now from your original objective when you came here. So, and I believe that's because we didn't have a purpose, like a real purpose. Like, I'm doing these studies, but why? Like, I'm doing it. Is it for making more money? Is it for having like a lifestyle, like a luxurious lifestyle? And because that's when we get caught up now in what we're doing, because you're experiencing a new life. And then you think that, okay, it's probably something that I want to do. I want to continue this. So, and you get completely lost, and then you start doing things because of how you feel now, and you forget why you came. And
so you can relate that, you experienced that. So what changed? What was your goal before, and now how do you feel like you're doing things differently? and are you there?
Okay, so my goal changed to the point that I'm not even willing. I mean, it's not I'm not willing. It's like the project to go back in Africa is postponed.
Yeah.
It's not completely out of
the equation.
The equation,
yeah.
But it's just postponed because from what I've been exposed to here, I have now a different mindset,
yeah,
and a different approach of life and the things that I wanted to do. For example, I've always had a mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset. Mm-hmm. Always like wanted to build like companies and stuff and help people. I mean, create a product that will help as many people as it could. But right now, the mindset has shifted. Instead of creating, looking for like that product, the mindset is now creating a product that will make more money.
So it's basically now getting so much into money.
Yeah, so now it's changed to like a personal interest. And then you want to give you like good conscience. Say, oh yeah, if I have a lot of money, I'm going to help people.
Yeah.
But that was not the plan. If you actually had that purpose, you say, okay, me, my purpose is to help people.
Yeah.
You would not deviate from that.
Yeah.
You,
I mean, basically, even what you're saying right now, like, if you chose to do what you're doing currently because you're thinking of making money, I mean, the whole idea goes back to make money is still go help people, either ways.
Yeah, but it's still myself first, and then if there's a lot more. But the original idea was create something that would help people.
And then
if I can make money from that, out of it. Yes. So now the goal is just making something quick, because here in America we are so stressed by the bills. Life goes so fast.
Yeah.
And man,
in fact, I want us to head to that direction of conversation. You had mentioned that you mentioned lifestyle, and you also said that your mindset is kind of now being directed to the lifestyle that we are currently into. When you're coming here 5 years ago, honestly, you didn't, the same case with me, we didn't know how the other side looks like. We didn't know how US looks like.
Yeah.
We didn't know about this state, and maybe that's one of the reasons why we are deviating our goals in a way to suit the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So how is the lifestyle here in terms of like the way you're saying, the way we could be stressed by the bills, and how do we, and even taxation and stuff like that, how do these things, how do they shape our purpose? Because I don't feel like, maybe we are not even deviating our goals. We are just reshaping our purpose depending on the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So how is lifestyle here, especially in comparison to home? Because I think probably most of the time, if we kind of stayed here for a long time, even to forget some of the things that happened back home.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's true. Like,
the lifestyle here would. How do you think is shaping our
purpose? Yeah, the when we came, we had like a different. Now life was easy. Like when you back home, when you back home, you have your family, you have everybody gathering. Like life is chill. Like it's good.
Yeah.
You can stay. You can even stay like for months without having a job. But you will not be stressed. You can still go to your family house. You can still go to a brother. You can still hang out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But here, this country is like individualist. It's capitalism.
Yeah.
You have to produce to be able to live here.
Exactly.
So when, especially with international students, there is no way for you to produce anything.
See.
So if you find yourself with a bit of something, mm-hmm. you want to keep doing it, because if you stop doing it, yeah. you'll flop along the way. Exactly. Yeah, you put it yourself in danger, because at some point, if you're not even able to like sustain your education, yeah. and stuff like that, then you will not achieve your purpose, you will not achieve your goal, yeah. and you might just go back without even doing what
having gotten what you came for.
Exactly. So with all that in mind, mm-hmm. our mindset kind of shift, mm-hmm. and we start realizing the things that we have to do now, yeah. which is making money to survive. And then with also the lifestyle that people are living around us, we also want to have those type of experiences, and that's why we look for more and more and more, and then we get caught up and say, I'm not even going back anymore, I'm staying.
Lifestyle is, when you talk about lifestyle, it also involves the community, involves people, mm-hmm. the people that we hang out with. It involves so many things. Yeah. There's so many things involved. And one of the things, like you mentioned, back home, and which is very true, in I believe in every part of Africa. Mm-hmm. I've also been elsewhere, and I've also seen the same thing, whereby the lifestyle there is very social, in a way that the social structures are in a way that you can freely hang out with people. You can live at a dollar a week. You don't need to have to pay bills and stuff like that. Yeah. Especially if you're living in the rural areas whereby you have the community land. Here we are here with a lot of people, international people. I come from Kenya. You come from Cameroon. We met here. We feel like we have a sense of belonging because we are from Africa, mm-hmm. but honestly, we come from two different parts of the world. What do you think about the people? How has the people influenced your lifestyle? And the people that you met here, how has they influenced your lifestyle such that it also, in a way, kinda also affected your purpose and your goal that you had initially?
I wouldn't say that people affected my initial goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say that some people I met here have actually impacted some part of my journey.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
So it comes to the point that because when you hang out with somebody, when you share space with somebody, you share ideas, you share conversation and time, there is an exchange of energies.
Yeah.
And there is always one energy that's like superior to the other. And if you happen to be to the low side, to the one who has the lower frequency, the other person is going to influence you negatively or positively. It might be a good influence also. So if it happens that the person is influencing you negatively, so you're going to be diverted from your initial goal. And I believe that's what happens to many people here, because like you come with a goal, I'm doing my studies, and then you meet some friends, and then you start hanging out, they start taking you out, you start drinking, you start looking for women or men for women. So and then you get just distracted at some point that you forget and you think that you're living life.
By the time you realize,
and then it has to be, you have to have a wake up call for you to realize that, what am I doing? I've been out of actually the plan that I came here for originally.
So the way what I'm getting from this conversation right now is the wake up call. I think this is a conversation we can even extend next week. whereby we would want to understand, because of even time right now, we would want to understand what are these wake-up calls that we need to bring. they need to be, we need to have them in our mind such that we can go back to, if at all, my hangouts, because I came and met one guy from Cameroon, I met another person from Tanzania, I met another person from wherever, and then we build a community, and then eventually we realize these people, or even people from Kenya, like I met another Kenyan colleague here, and then you realize that these people, we are now hanging out with them, and it's a lifestyle, like you mentioned, they're impacting you either positively or negatively. If they're impacting you mostly negative, you need that wake-up call you just mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. So we might need to extend this conversation and ask ourselves, what are these wake-up calls we need to address? What do you think? What are these calls we need? What are these things? When will you know when to? Like, there's a saying that says that the best dancer knows when to leave the stage.
Mm-hmm.
When will you know, okay, this is the time I need to focus on this, this is the time I need to? I think this is a conversation we can extend.
Yeah, very interesting. And you know, this is our conversation. We just spend hours and then we don't even see time passing by. We just spend hours talking about these type of issues.
Yeah.
And we can extend that. And I'm gonna give an example. Probably the simplest example is since we're here for education, it has an impact on your education. Mm-hmm. So when you're not able to do your research anymore, mm-hmm. like, because somebody's calling you to go, hey, let's go hang out, it's Saturday, and then on Saturday you have an assignment, you don't do your assignment.
Yeah.
So sometimes you say, oh, it's easy or whatever, but at some point you realize that, hey, you're actually failing.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's important to you enough, you will see that that's your wake-up call.
Yeah.
So there are things like that, and for people who are not studying, it might be like just an incident in life, like you see you're not even able to work properly,
mm-hmm.
you just start having some like bad experiences, argument with people. If you're in a toxic environment, so you're going to start having argument, you're going to start having like some resentment among people. And so this has to lead you to realize that, hey, this is not good for me.
Probably that would be the wake-up call.
Yeah. But some other people, they need even a very, 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 like, they needed a thunder to hit them so that they realize that, hey, man, I got struck.
What do you think? Can we actually have this conversation next week?
Yeah, definitely.
We can highlight some of these wake-up calls.
Mm-hmm.
We can have, like, the example that you just said. We can think of different examples and we try to bring the wake-up calls on these, because I'm just wondering, like, for example, for me, I've been here for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and these are the people that I know, these are the people that I hang out with, they have influenced my purpose in a negative way, let's say so.
Mm-hmm.
How will I cut them? How will I, what is that breaking point, what that breaks a man to be like, okay, it's now I have to do things differently.
Yeah.
I think that's something we can discuss pretty much next week.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's do that next week. I know we didn't get much time even for you to mention that how you even came to learn different languages for you to be comfortable in the system.
Yeah.
You didn't mention about your hobbies and the kind of things that you do, because I believe the listeners want to hear more about you and also about us.
Yeah, I think my introduction was very short.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm going to reintroduce myself next week. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we'll do that next week,
mm-hmm.
probably in a better way.
Yeah.
Man, thank you so much. I guess we'll have that for today. See you guys next week.
Thank you.
Sure.